Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The State House has passed a bill that would draw money from the permanent fund to pay for government. APRN and KTOO report that Senate Bill 26 would also limit how much the state can spend and the amount of permanent fund dividends. It would draw 5.25% annually from the fund, with a quarter of that money going to dividends, which would be set at $1,000 for the next 3 years, then projected to go up slightly. It's similar to Senate legislation passed last year that died in the House. Unlike last year, the House has been debating its own permanent fund bill, but the House bill includes an income tax, which many senators oppose. Final results of a necropsy performed on a dog that died during this year's Yukon Quest are in. Quest head veterinarian Nina Hansen says Musher Yukahanda's dog Firefly had an enlarged heart
and likely died of a sudden arrhythmia. So the electricity going through the heart would have gone wrong.
Hansen says many sled dogs have enlarged hearts and live normal lives, while a few die suddenly. She says it appears Firefly did not suffer from athletic heart syndrome, an enlarging of the heart common in endurance athletes.
After looking at the tissues under a microscope, this was not athletic heart syndrome, so this dog did have acute heart failure.
Firefly died February 9th, a few miles outside Dawson City, the Quest halfway point, and Hansen says it remains unknown what caused the six-year-old dog's heart to stop.
In people, heart failure is seen in overweight individuals with poor diets. So some of those same things can cause enlarged hearts in dogs. Obviously, that's not the case with this dog. It's a very fit, well-trained dog. So we don't know in this case what caused that heart failure.
Hansen notes that dog booties discovered in the animal's stomach were not a factor in the death. Firefly was the only dog fatality in this year's Yukon Quest. 5 dogs have died in this year's Iditarod. 2 of those deaths were after the animals were dropped from the race, one from overheating and the other from being hit by a vehicle. Causes of the on-trail deaths are pending necropsies. The state is upping the cost of renting popular public-use cabins as it transitions to a new booking system. Acting State Parks Director Matt Wedeking says a flat $8 reservation fee will be added to the rental cost for 66 cabins statewide, including in the Chena River State Recreation Area east of Fairbanks. Wedeking says the fee is the result of State Parks switching from an in-house reservation system to nationwide vendor Reserve America.
That is new. That will be a fee to the customer on the Reserve America system.
Wedeking says there will also be new fees for changing or canceling reservations.
There's a fee charged to the customer to cancel a reservation of $5, and to modify a reservation, it's going to cost you $3. But with the system, you'll be able to, it's a lot more user-friendly to do that.
Wedeking says users currently have to call to alter a reservation and are issued cabin credits for cancellations. State Parks will not be taking any reservations between March 20th and April 1st as it transitions to the new system, and anyone who cancels during that time or has an unused cabin credit will be issued a refund. Reserve America already handles reservations for state parks in 31 other states, as well as for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Forest Services. Wedeking says the system, which includes a mobile app, offers new options and opportunities.
We can actually send out a notification like, hey, Byers Lake Cabin is not booked during these weekdays. Are you interested? So it's more like a constant contact sort of back and forth.
Wedeking says being able to better track cabin usage and more easily contact users also opens the possibility of offering discounted rates on open cabins. Wedeking says State Parks expects the new system to overall reduce management costs. The state anticipates transitioning other recreational facilities like campgrounds to Reserve America later this year. I'm Dan Bross.